Daniel Ashcraft, portfolio manager for Gateway Investment Advisors, is here, and we're talking volatility and how you might be dealing with it now on The Navigator. Welcome to The Navigator, where we talk about all-weather active investing and plotting a course to financial success with the help of closed-end funds. The Navigator is brought to you by the Active Investment Company Alliance, a unique industry organization that represents all facets of the closed-end fund industry, from users and investors to fund sponsors and creators. If you're looking for excellence beyond indexing, The Navigator is going to point you in the right direction. And today it's pointing us in the direction of Dan Ashcraft. He's portfolio manager for Gateway Investment Advisors, where, among other things, he's part of the team that acts as managers to the Nuveen S&P 500 Buy Right Income Fund. Its ticker symbol BXMX. If you want to learn more about Gateway and its role as sub-advisor and more, go to GIA.com. If you're looking to learn more about investing with closed-end funds, it's AICAlliance.org, the website for the Active Investment Company Alliance. Dan Ashcraft, thanks so much for joining me on The Navigator.
Thanks for having me.
We're in a really interesting time where volatility is concerned because, of course, at the beginning of 2020, when the market tanked, well, the volatility was horrible in a downward fashion and everybody was scared and panicked. Nobody complained during the upswing. Nobody was going, oh, wow, there's too much volatility that's working in my favor. But now we're at a spot where the market is going through recovery. We're seeing a lot of volatility come into play as there's talk about rising inflation and rising interest rates. Is this an environment where people are going to have to be particularly worried about volatility? And why would someone want to add a covered call strategy to do that?
Well, there's certainly a lot of features of the market right now that I think are supportive of a higher volatility environment going forward. Now, for a strategy like we manage, a higher volatility environment can actually be a good thing. A higher volatility environment for a call writing fund is kind of the bread and butter. It's the primary source of the returns. So it's one that we look to and try to take advantage of as sellers of volatility. So we think the environment is very supportive of a higher volatility environment that will be a benefit to a strategy like a covered call strategy.
Give a little explanation of how covered call strategies work, but let's also talk about that in regards to closed-end funds, because covered calls are a structure or an investment style that not every fund structure can support. And it seems like closed-end funds would be a good way to do this.
Yep, that's absolutely right. A covered call strategy at its core is an equity-based investment that effectively is exchanging the future unknown market performance for a fixed cash payment upfront. So these strategies are looking to convert the uncertainty into a reliable stream of cash flow by giving up some potential upside. And that cash flow also helps to dampen volatility when markets decline. So these strategies are a lower volatility way to have exposure to the equity markets and historically have offered very compelling risk-adjusted returns. Option premium levels, as I mentioned, are determined by implied volatility levels of markets. So the VIX index, or the fear gauge, as it's known in the media, is a great proxy for that. All else equal, these strategies are more appealing during higher volatility times like we're in today, not only from an absolute premium standpoint, which is higher during a high volatility environment, but also from a risk-adjusted return standpoint. So to your next question of why it makes sense in a closing fund, we think it does for a couple of reasons. In general, closed-end fund structure has a number of advantages because closed-end funds avoid shareholder inflows and outflows. Portfolios tend to be more fully invested, which benefits shareholders as they're just a more frictionless product. But also, fund flows can often happen in opportune times for like open-ended funds, for instance. And invariably, those come at poor times as investors tend to sell at the lows. So closed-end funds avoid that. We think that benefits shareholders in the end. But specifically as it relates to covered call funds, the reliability of the cash flow that you're able to extract from the market is very supportive of longer term distribution rates for these products.
So supportive of longer term distribution rates is important because one of the advantages, as I understand covered call funds, is that we're at a time where everybody's trying to figure out, does 60-40 still work? The classic stocks to bonds, roughly what's a good allocation that you can use for most of your lifetime and what have you. And given the yield environment we've been in, there have been plenty of people who say 60-40 doesn't work. They talk about how they want to extend the equity side, but they want to do it with things that pay dividends and the rest. I would imagine that one attractive way to do this would be to go for covered calls, because fundamentally you're using the options as a bit of insurance. As you point out, you're giving up a little bit of the upside for a little more security. I would think that that would be something that's particularly attractive to somebody who's looking at their 60-40 and going, I'm not sure I want to do it that way anymore, right?
Yes, exactly. And for example, if you look over the longer term, the cash flow you can extract from the market from selling a 1 month at the money call, which is a pretty standard contract that we would be looking to sell in a fund like this, that is averaged around 1.5 to 2% in premium over the long run. So for a fund structure that has a distribution rate, as we sit here today, of around 6%, that cash flow turns into a very reliable return stream for continuing to support that distribution. As you mentioned, we're all painfully aware of the current yield environment. Closed-end funds in general, I think, can play an important role in helping to solve that. Covered call funds specifically, though, have a lower volatility than an outright equity investment and a compelling distribution rate to boot. So in an environment where it's difficult to find yield today, and additionally, you can oftentimes buy these products at a discount to NAV, it's an added benefit.
Does it work better in an environment with more volatility? If somebody is considering this fund right now, or they're looking at this strategy for their portfolio, should they be thinking, hey, if I see volatility being heightened, I am likely to see a covered call strategy do better in that kind of environment?
Yeah, absolutely. In a higher volatility environment, and I think the best proxy to determine if we're in one is looking at the VIX index, because that's directly related to the segment of options that we're selling. In a higher volatility environment, that cash flow you're able to extract from the market is higher. Post-crisis, like we saw in March of last year, also looking back further, the financial crisis, volatility tends to stay materially higher post these events. So looking forward, even though we're over a year in the rearview mirror from that type of environment where VIX was hitting all-time highs, we're still in an elevated volatility environment. We expect that to remain the case going forward.
Let me jump in right there. In the limited time we have left, if you expect a higher volatility environment going forward, is the idea here that you're using covered calls to generate consistency, or are you using covered calls because the volatility is going to mean you get excess returns?
I think it's a little bit of both. The higher volatility allows us more upside participation if the market continues to rise, and it serves as a larger buffer if markets fall. If markets kind of stall out here, you earn that premium regardless of what the market does. So it can serve a variety of purposes, all of which are better in a higher volatility environment.
Dan, this was really interesting. Thanks so much for joining me to talk about it.
Thanks so much for having me.
The Navigator is a joint production of the Active Investment Company Alliance and Money Life with Chuck Jaffe. I am Chuck Jaffe, and you can check out my hour-long weekday podcast on your favorite podcast app or at moneylifeshow.com. To learn more about interval funds, closed-end funds, and business development companies, go to AICAlliance.org, the website for the Active Investment Company Alliance. They're on Facebook and LinkedIn at AIC Alliance. Thanks to my guest, Daniel Ashcraft, Portfolio Manager for Gateway Investment Advisors, part of the firm's team responsible for running the Nuveen S&P 500 Buy-Right Income Fund, ticker BXMX. Learn more about him and the firm at GIA.com and on Twitter at Gateway_LLC. The Navigator Podcast is new every Friday. Follow along in your favorite podcast app and come back next week to learn more about investing with closed-end funds. Until then, happy investing, everybody.